The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever decide, I'm going to do something really good, and it goes left?
Oh,
it just
God.
Doesn't go right. Let's talk about it on Friday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and last night, I was trying to be the cool guy at the comedy club, and since I was the headliner, I was like, yo, let me buy the sound tech and a few of the waitresses a Starbucks.
Oh.
So I go do the Starbucks run before the show.
Slight flex.
Yeah, a little something. And come back, and I went to grab my friend Madison's dragon fruit tea, and sure enough, dragon fruit tea ends up all over my front seat of my car.
No! Were you able to clean it up?
I hit it. I guy cleaned it. I dabbed it up with
no. The extra t-shirt you had in your car.
You know, I started thinking about this Automatic. When Ant walked in the studio and said this, Ant is the king of doing good deeds and things go wrong.
Yeah.
Do you recall when we asked him, can you pick our dogs up from the doggy bath? And Anthony said, of course, I will oblige.
Yes.
Picked up our little dogs.
They're
not little. They're huskies. They're big.
These dogs are like 400 pounds combined weight.
Oh, my gosh. Dog. Anyway, a fluff. And so he says he was on his way to an event. And he didn't realize how fluffy they were. He gets them in the car. Fur everywhere.
Everywhere. What is it called when they get fluff? Fluffinated? Or what is it?
Furminated.
Yeah, dude, if you ever pick up your friend's dogs, ask them, did they get furminated? Because your car will be ruined. Oh, my God.
You had to pay for Anthony's car to get detailed.
Yeah. We literally got his car detailed, and then he said to go to my event. He had to stop and buy one of those lint
rollers.
Yes, I was
on my way to a Snoop Dogg concert. I had to stop and buy a lint roller, dude.
Welcome to my life.
Almost met Snoop Dogg full of husky hair.
Shout out to my baby girl, Didi. She just turned 11 or 12. We're not sure how old she is.
She's 12.
Okay, then she's 12. But she doesn't look a day over 6.
There it is. Go get her furminated. What a queen.
I just think Anthony does all these good things.
Yeah.
And his car pays the price.
I'm not doing anything for anybody no more, all right? No more, dog. Sorry,
guys.
When's
the last time you did a good deed and when it went left? 877-730-DCS1. You had the best intentions and things didn't go your way. All right, Anthony A, National Day.
Let's go ahead and kick this one off with National Alien. Alien Day.
Ooh. I believe there's life here.
I mean, how pompous is it of us humans
to think?
We're the only thing in this whole thing.
And fun fact about Alien Day, this is shouting out the Alien movie, which was released on this day.
Oh, starring Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
My mom used to love that movie.
It's not a banger.
It's okay.
All right. And we're going to wrap it up on National Pretzel Day.
Ooh. Okay. You know, my mom used to own a bar, and she used to put pretzels out there, and I used to eat them.
Oh.
She opened
hard pretzels.
A bag.
That explains your love for pretzels, hard pretzels then, dude.
Yeah.
Because nobody loves a hard pretzel.
That explains a lot that you were a kid eating bar food.
I would go to the bar with my mom since I was little. She had to work. So sometimes, you know what? Pretzels were my dinner.
Pretzels and peanuts.
And those little, like, off-brand Cheez-Its, they put in there, too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What happens if you ask your person who lives in another town to move to your city and move in with you, and they're kind of apprehensive?
Hold on.
What's going on?
Are you describing my love life? What are you doing here?
No, Anthony, I'm not. Okay, I'm describing today's Down in the DM breakdown. Laura and Steve have been together for a while, and it's a good relationship, so she doesn't understand why he doesn't want to move in with her. This is how that Down in the DM went down.
He said he was ready to move in after his 6-month lease was up. I guess, like, I'm kind of in a place of if he doesn't do that, then I need to move on and I'm done.
So here we are. Automatic is pretending to be an apartment leasing agent, offering Steve this incredible deal to see if he's going to say, no, I'm going to move in with my girl. Or this Down in the DM was a lot. Listen.
2 months for free, you can't beat that anywhere.
I'm saying right now in this economy. Well, hang on a second. Hey, Kim, grab me a pen second, baby. Grab me a pen.
Lonnie, you supposed to stay quiet, girl. Wah, wah. Unfortunately, her suspicions were correct.
Damn.
Steve got another girl on the side named Kim.
That's too much work, man. To have two different women in two different cities.
Oh my gosh.
Having a chick and then like hooking up with another one or something like that. But to date.
To have two girlfriends? One is a lot of work.
And hiding it. And here's the thing, though. Laura knew deep down inside that
she could feel it. That women's intuition thing.
It's a real thing. And so does one of our listeners. So this Down in the DM got this woman to call in.
This is crazy. And, you know, honestly, I need help as well. I have a situation with my, what's supposed to be a fiance, and I can totally feel her vibe about having a long relationship only on the weekends. because me and him, we both are going through it too. So I would love to talk about my situation and maybe even do it down in the DM if we can.
So basically, you think that he's living another life? Do you have that feeling? That's something you
definitely.
Do? Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think it's with his baby's mother, and she's married.
Okay, you just took it to different levels. What? Here's my question. Yeah. Have you ever thought about hitting up the mother of his child's husband?
She is the type that will not say anything. I've already caught them in a situation years ago when we were younger. We forgave the situation, especially after she got married. I assume she's just going to move forward and we're going to let things go. But now that I'm hearing...
You heard that down in the DM and you felt it. You felt that down in the DM.
You don't think that down in the DM might have just like stroked a little paranoia, though?
No.
Your gut tells you?
Yeah, my gut definitely tells me something's going on.
We're
going
to call our listener back, and I'm going to work on that down in the DM. I just want to tell you something. Does it even need to get that far? If you know, you know.
Sometimes you got to cut ties.
You do. You just have to do it, and it's hard. You know when you rip that Band-Aid off, and you're like, no, but then it's off, and it's over.
Yeah, you got to be kind to yourself, too, during that process, because it's tricky, man. You got to forgive yourself for being so stupid at times.
I used to be so stupid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. I used to be so stupid in these relationships, and it's embarrassing.
Love makes you do some dumb stuff.
I didn't do anything this dumb, but I think one time I bought a pair of baseball tickets to the minor league baseball team for a girl, and she ended up taking another guy.
No, Anthony.
Yeah, I sponsored the whole day.
Damn.
I was going to say, for you to even admit that, you're over it now.
You're over it now, but you sure did turn red. It's awful because you do
I was not expecting
thing.
You to say that.
Gosh.
Well, that one had to hurt.
Oh, I even left about will call for her and everything.
At the pizza parlor.
Automatic. Let's take Anthony A to a baseball game. Come on, you Major League Baseball. DJ, let's do it.
Yes.
877-730-DCS1. Please offer this woman advice. If somebody's listening, you've been through it and you got through it, you can give her some words that will help her leave this situation so she can move forward and find somebody who really deserves her.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, so I'm going to kick off today's WTF story talking about Anna Charlotte. She's 25 years old, and she says having two boyfriends, for her, it's not technically cheating because she has two vaginas.
Oh.
That's right. Two.
Still cheating.
It's called uterus didiphilus, which means two vaginas and two wombs. And she says that she assigns each boyfriend of a JJ.
Damn.
Yeah.
So well, I think if you're assigning people parts, I still see no cheating in this story.
I still see them as tunnel buddies.
Both guys are unaware of the other because she doesn't tell them. Now, she has told her OnlyFans about them.
Here we go.
So she shows off her stuff?
Yeah.
Her two vajayjays are on full display, and she says she makes...
I might pay to see that.
No, you're not. She makes no less than $50,000 a month.
There's a lot of curiosity out there.
Do you think... have you ever sat in a couch cushion that isn't yours, and you kind of sit down, you're like, this body groove isn't mine? It has to be the same thing with these dudes.
Also, is it side by side, or are they on top of each other?
Why are you making fun of this woman who has an obvious...
She makes $50,000 a month. She has no kind of debilitating anything.
I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm asking her if she has a sister with the same issues.
All right, now we're going to go to London, where this marathon runner chugged 25 glasses of wine and still finished the London Marathon.
No way!
Without puking.
Yeah!
So
he shows up drunk?
No. So he goes by the wine guy on TikTok, and as he was running the marathon, he stopped every mile to taste a different glass of wine.
Hell yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. And he has 4 million views on this video on TikTok.
I mean, the cool thing about that is you outrun the hangover, I would assume.
No, when you drink that much, you just never get hungover anymore. You just stay drunk.
Whoa! All right, let's keep it in England, where they have just crowned the world's oldest man. Shout out to our homie, John Alfred. He is officially 104 years old.
Wow.
And he says the key to his longevity is luck. Mm-hmm. A little bit of luck, a little bit of exercise, and fish and chips every day.
Fish and chips?
I am going to go buy me some potato chips. That's the key to longevity.
No,
fish and chips is fried fish and fries.
French fries.
As a matter of fact, I need to get cultured because I am ignorant. Back to the women with the two holes. That's my speed. That's what I know a lot about.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The estate of the late, great Tupac Shakur has issued a cease and desist to Drake over the TaylorMade Freestyle. All right, we'll play that Tupac AI verse and have the discussion. This and more, Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Kevin James, Aaron Judge, Channing Tatum also celebrating his birthday, and we'll wrap it up right there.
We got Ava celebrating her birthday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it's actually next week. Our anniversary's tomorrow, DJ Automatic.
Dang. I get mixed up all the time.
I love you, husband.
Our anniversary's tomorrow. Ava's birthday's on Monday.
You should have just wished my mom a happy birthday.
Should have just left her alone, Automatic.
You should have done that.
Happy anniversary, Dana. Happy anniversary.
I want to talk to you. You know what? Travis Scott just took a photo with Caitlin Clark.
Well,
and I mentioned
just.
This. Hold on. It happened a few weeks ago, but I mentioned it because Travis Scott is known for years to never look at the camera. He looks down. Not on this one. He is cheesing. He's using his own phone. He's so excited. She just celebrated her 1 year with her boyfriend. I know she's a great basketball player. I get that. Automatic Anthony, you explained that to me. And I've seen excerpts of her game. It's her, though. There's something about her that people really love. You know, think about
her ability to make a three-pointer is what people really love.
Yeah, and she's also like a likable person too. And she just, you know, she's a great, yeah, she's a great
I feel
player.
Like she's a pretty laid-back person.
Also, I think for what she's bringing attention to as well, like with the
women's
pay gap
basketball and everything WNBA.
Like that. And also, I feel like Travis Scott really is going to bring back the Houston Comets.
Let's go.
So you think so?
If he brings back a WNBA team, that all kind of makes sense now.
All right, check the photo, Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. All right, now we'll talk about Tupac's estate. They issued a cease and desist letter for TaylorMade Freestyle that Drake dropped last week. Here's a little tiny piece of that Tupac AI verse.
Kendrick, we need ya, the West Coast savior. Ain't great in your name and some hip-hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity. Canadian light-skinned doc.
This is AI. So this could set a precedent in the world of music as well.
Man. Drake's done some corny things, like when he hired his personal trainer to teach him how to shoot a basketball. This is right up there with it.
Really?
I thought it was great.
No, I thought it was diabolical.
It is. Yeah. It's so smart. Dr. Dre's beat, and then Tupac and Snoop on the track, and then he gets the estate to say, Kendrick's our friend. We would never approve this.
Wait, wasn't
all
Drake,
of that.
Didn't Drake sue AI, though, for them putting up a song of him as well, too?
He just made him take it down. And they did.
And that, see, this is so then he's doing it again. It just sounds
whack. No. He did not take it down. They did.
Okay, either way.
So think about it.
Either way, I think it's corny. And if they were to, I don't think
it's corny at all.
I think it's whack.
You said in Push Up, Otto, Drake said to Kendrick, you'll never catch me no matter what. Kendrick Lamar is loved. He's beloved. But he will never be number one. It will never happen. And that's why he still talks about Drake and J. Cole.
He might not win the war, but he might just win this battle.
Well, that's fine. But I'm about the war. And nobody wants to be number two. And he always will be.
Thanks.
Period. When it comes to math,
that's subjective.
Numbers.
It's subjective.
That's just numbers.
No, that's subjective. It's like saying, because it's like, take it to Prince or Michael Jackson.
No.
Some people
tell you numbers.
So they're blue in the face that Prince is the greatest artist of all time. And
who's
then somebody
got the biggest selling album?
Exactly. But that's
No.
It's subjective.
Who's got the biggest selling album in the
Michael
world?
Michael Jackson does.
That's it. All right, we'll be right back. That's your Daily Dirt.
Oh, shout out to Drake. He just passed 10 billion streams on Scorpion.
Oh, my gosh.
No one's ever done that before.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.